I don't have as much time as I had thought I might, but the scripture on your prayer guide is what I wanted to think with you about, and for 10 minutes or so this morning, let us think about that. If you look at your prayer guide, if you have one, can you find where there is a scripture mentioned that every year they pick out a different passage of scripture and put it on in the prayer guide? Can you find a scripture that is listed there that I might get a hold of? Well, I see it. There's on that the first page, and then when you turn it over, it says, "I saw a great multitude." Do you see that? From every nation and all tribes. Revelation 7:9. And that's the scripture. The idea being that they saw in heaven a great multitude out of every nation and every tribe upon the earth. So I went to my Bible and I looked up Revelation chapter 7. And I realized that we use that verse to promote missions, saying that in heaven there'll be folks from every nation, of every tribe in the world. And so I went to Revelation chapter 7. So turn with me, if in your Bible, to Revelation chapter 7. And let's see where they found and the context of this particular scripture. I'll just begin with verse 1 of Revelation chapter 7. This is the Word of God. And here we are in this chapter 7. Well, we're right in the middle of the Great Tribulation, which will take place after the church, after we have already gone into heaven. So Revelation chapter 7, notice verse 1. "After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel." Now notice he lists those tribes. Verse 5, "Of the tribe of Judah, there were 12,000 sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, there were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, there were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. And of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. Look at verse 9. "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all the nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, And they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God who sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb." And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four living creatures, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and forever. Amen." And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, "Who are these who are arrayed in white robes? And from where did they come?" And I said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said to me, "These are they who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in the temple, and He that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them into living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes." Oh my, that is the Word of God. That is the inspired Word of God telling us about a wonderful time out in the future. Now, when we read this verse, you see, it depends a lot on our interpretation of the book of Revelation. The one who wrote this verse and said we would use this in this tract said this is a missionary message, and that there are people from all over the world going to be in heaven with the Lord. Well, you can look at it that way, but that really is not a correct interpretation in my mind of that particular scripture. Because chapter 7 of the book of Revelation is a scene during the great tribulation. And most of us understand, many of us may not, but we have an idea about the way that I interpret the book of Revelation is called premillennialism. I'm a premillennialist. That means that I believe that Jesus Christ, one of these days, is going to come back, and He's going to take and all of the believers, all of the Christians, are going to be caught up. We call it in the rapture of the church, and will be taken up into heaven. But all the lost people, those who are not Christians, will be left behind, and there'll be millions and billions of people left behind. There will begin at that time in the book of Revelation, you will find it starts in chapter 6 of the book of Revelation and goes all the way to chapter 19. From chapter 6 of Revelation to chapter 19, these are events that will take place after I'm gone, after you are gone, after all Christians have been taken up into heaven. This is what's going to happen down here on the planet Earth. And it's going to be a time of awful, terrible tribulation, as the world has never seen. But also during this time of the tribulation, there's going to be the greatest revival, the greatest soul-winning effort in the history of the world. You see, these who are the great multitude who are saved and around the throne are those who have been saved during the tribulation. after we, the church of Christ, have already gone and we are in heaven. This is the scene and the picture. Now you'll notice he says that there will be 144,000 who will be sealed. Some people ask, who are the 144,000? He tells us who they are. Now there's some like other denominations, other groups of religious people who they say, we have the 144,000. And I could name those groups. Some of you realize who they are today claiming that. But John tells us here in Revelation chapter 7, these are all Jews. He says there are 12,000 out of every tribe of Israel. God, you see, is not through with the nation of Israel. That's why we always look at Israel and we're real concerned about what goes on over there in that country, because they are God's chosen people. They have been, they are, and they always will be. And the promises made to Abraham years and years ago, God is keeping those promises even today. Israel will always exist. Here he says, in the tribulation period, after the church has already gone, and all of these things beginning in chapter 6, all these terrible judgments upon the earth are taking place, then there will be sealed with a mark on their forehead by the Spirit of God 144,000, and these are Jewish evangelists, and they're going over the world proclaiming that salvation is in Christ, that you must be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now, during this time of the tribulation, there will be many, many people who are saved. You say, maybe today. Well, I don't believe I'll be saved until I die. Maybe I'll just wait until the tribulation, after the church has already gone and disappeared from the earth. And you might say, I'll wait and I'll be saved during the tribulation. But the only thing is this: if you have heard the gospel and rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ here upon this earth in your lifetime, and you're one of those lost unbelievers, you're not a Christian, and you actually stay after the church is gone, and you're able to hear the preaching of these 144,000 Jewish evangelists, you will not be able to be saved. So that's a fallacy. That's a false idea. You may say, but I guess I'll just wait. Maybe I'll get in that day and I'll have a chance. Like, no, you won't. Those who have already heard and rejected, who are in the tribulation period, will not be saved. But there will be millions, probably billions of people who will hear the message of this 144,000. Now, there are other things in the tribulation period that they will hear. For example, there is an angel that will fly through the earth proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that will be one thing, the message. Why will the people be saved? How will they be saved? What will take place in those days? Well, there will be these. As a matter of fact, I was looking at my notes here. There will be two witnesses who will be preaching Jesus Christ during this time. So those folks who are out there who have never heard the gospel will hear from those living witnesses. That's in chapter 11 and verse 3. Chapter 11 and verse 3. He tells the story. You can go back and read that about these two witnesses who are killed and then they're raised from the dead, and they're telling the people about Jesus. And this is a wonderful thing in chapter 11, these two witnesses. We don't really know who they are. There's some ideas about who they are, but we don't know for sure. Then there is an angel who proclaims the gospel, chapter 14 and verse 6. He says, I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. There it is. Not only are there two witnesses who will be killed and been resurrected and proclaim the good news to many, there will also be an angel flying over heaven. And he says, proclaiming the gospel, preaching unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God, give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that makes heaven and made earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. So during this time, there will be the proclamation of the two witnesses. There will be the angel flying through heaven proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. And then there will be the 144,000. So you see, those who are living on the tribulation period, after the church is no longer here, they will hear the gospel proclaimed. And the Bible says this will be one of the greatest revivals in the history of the world, for people will come to the Lord and be saved during this time because of the witness of these that I have mentioned just now. So this is the great multitude that he sees. I'll tell you, we need to be cautious about our lives. We talk about the second coming of Christ. Revelation 7 reminds me and many of us that we're probably living in what we call the rapture generation, the last generation in the age of the church, that we are living in that time waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ to take His church away. So what we need to be is ready. Are you ready? Am I ready? Are the folks around us and our family ready? We need to be ready. We need to be active and intentional about serving the Lord, about winning the lost. The blessed hope of the church is, the blessed hope is the second coming of Christ. And it is an incentive to work and not to rest. In other words, our belief in the coming of Christ that we're talking about here inspires us, encourages us to do all we can to tell all that we know about Jesus. He is going to come one of these days. It may be today. The question is, am I ready? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we've read this beautiful passage from Revelation 7, we realize, dear Lord, that one of these days You're going to return. You're going to come back and get the church and take the church up into glory. But Lord, we realize that there'll be billions of people who'll be left behind. But it's reassuring to us to know that during that period, You haven't forsaken the earth. And while You're bringing judgments upon the earth during that tribulation period, oh God, I pray that none of us will even be able or be here at that time. And the only way we'll miss the tribulation, if we're alive, is if we're saved. So Father, I pray that Your Holy Spirit speaks to us today, that those who are lost would be saved, and those of us who are saved might be like these missionaries, going all around telling about You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.